Okay, away we go. Let's talk to Hannah in New Jersey. Hannah, I'm told you're 10 years old. Is that right?
Hi, my name's actually Sienna.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Sienna. They typed in Hannah. But I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, are you 10 years old? So that's what they told me also.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I'm 10 years old.
Excellent. What would you like to talk about?
So this might be a little bit off topic, but I was talking with my dad this morning, and I was wondering, if God created everything and put the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, was he trying to tempt Adam, to test Adam? And, like, was he trying to get us to have more graces for when we have our baptism?
That's a great question. Well, I look at it like this. Tell me what you think. I look at it like this, that just as God tested the angels, so even before the Garden of Eden, even before Adam and Eve, God tested the angels. And we don't know exactly what the test was, but we think it must have been something like this, where God showed all the angels, and they were all good at that point, and he showed them that Adam and Eve would be created, and there would be the fall of Adam and Eve. They would eat the apple, and that eventually Jesus would come to save us, so God would become man. And that some of the angels rebelled against that because they, in their pride, they couldn't accept the idea that God would save them by becoming a creature lower than them, because human beings are lower than angels in terms of, you know, the order of creation. So if that's what happened, those angels who rebelled against God, they didn't pass the test, and they became the devil and his angels. And the majority, it seems, are the good angels. So in a way similar to that, God also gave a test to Adam and Eve. So by putting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden, it wasn't that God was trying to tempt them, but this was the means by which they would pass their test or fail it. Because, as you know, he told them, don't eat from the fruit of that tree. Everything else you can enjoy in the garden, but don't eat from the fruit of that tree. He also, it seems, permitted the devil, you know, the first of all the bad angels, to be present in the garden in the form of the serpent to tempt Eve to fall by disobeying God and talking Adam into doing the same thing. So it's that God permitted these things to happen for the testing of Adam and Eve, and they failed the test. So it's not as though God was trying to make them fail, but he gave them this opportunity to pass or fail, and they failed. So then his plan B, you might say, is that he would come to us as Jesus in the incarnation to save us from what happened with Adam and Eve. Does that answer your question, or was there more to it than that?
A little bit more.
Okay.
God knew everything, right?
Right.
So, did he know that they were going to fail the test?
He did, yes.
Okay. I just have one more question.
Sure. Let's take all the time you want.
So, God said that when Jesus died, he opened the gates of heaven. But where did the angels go before they opened the gates of heaven? Like all the people who died, where did they go?
Well, do you mean angels, or do you mean the human beings who died before Jesus died on the cross?
Human beings who died before.
Okay. They went to a place called Sheol. And there are different words for it in the Bible. So Sheol, Hades, and that means the underworld, the place where the souls of those who died would go. And if you get a chance, read Luke chapter 16 sometime, Gospel of Luke chapter 16, where Jesus gives the parable, the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Does this sound familiar? Do you remember that story?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a quick overview. So you have this very poor man who just lived on the street. He ate scraps, and he had no home or anything. And then there was this rich man who had a big palace, lots of food, lots of nice clothing. They both die. And we're told by Jesus that the poor man, Lazarus, he went to the place where the good people of the Old Testament were waiting for Jesus. Abraham was there. And the rich man, who never shared anything with the poor man, he went to a place of punishment and fire. And so we see what happens where the man who's being punished, the rich man, he calls out to Abraham because he can see Abraham way over there. And he sees Lazarus way over there with Abraham. And he says, hey, Father Abraham, could you please send Lazarus over with some water to cool my tongue because these flames are very terrible. And he says, no. And he says, well, can you send him to, you know, to my brothers so that he can warn them that they will amend their lives so they don't come here to this place of punishment? And he says, no, they can listen to Moses and the prophets. Now, he also says in that, he says, there's a great gulf. I don't know if you know that term gulf or chasm. It means like a big open area, big space that separates where you are and where we are. And Abraham says, we cannot cross over to where you are, and you cannot cross over to where we are. So the souls of everybody who died, every single person, good or bad or in between, before Jesus died on the cross, went to the underworld, Sheol or Hades. Some of them went to the place of peace and happiness, although they were sad because they couldn't go to heaven yet. They were waiting and waiting and waiting for Jesus. That's where the poor man Lazarus went. That's where Abraham was. That's where you would have found people like King David and Moses and all the other people whom we don't know their names, and yet they were there waiting for Jesus because they were good, and by faith they were accepting of God's will. Then the people who were bad and rebelled against God, murderers, people like that, they would go to the other place. Then when Jesus died on the cross and we're told he went there to rescue all those souls who were waiting, the good people, that's where they all were before the time of Christ's crucifixion. And then he took all the good people who were waiting to go to heaven, took them with him, opened the gates of heaven, and they all went into heaven. Does that help?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate your phone call. Thank your parents for letting you call me, please. Thank you. I appreciate that, Sienna, and I enjoy very much talking to you. I hope you'll call me back another time.